The statewide Suicide Prevention Council has updated the plan for suicide prevention and is currently seeking public comment on it. The revision is entitled Casting the Net Upstream, Promoting Wellness to Prevent Suicide in Alaska. Kate Burkhart is the executive director of the Suicide Prevention Council. She says the five-year plan has extensive input from Alaskans who normally don't get consulted, VPSOs, clergy, and numerous focus groups with youth. Burkhart says many of the young people shared a simple request, spend time with us.
And they really talked about, we want you to take us fishing. We want you to spend time with us that's in a healthy way where we can learn and we can grow. That's not fancy and that's not expensive. That's basic. And that really inspired the council to embrace one of the responsibilities given to them by the legislature, which is to enhance the health and wellness of the people of Alaska by working on suicide prevention. And so that's why the plan is called Casting the Net Upstream. It includes suicide intervention and postvention, but there's a very strong focus on wellness promotion and helping young people connect with healthy role models and helping families find the supports they need so that they're able to raise their children in safe, stable, happy environments.
There's two age groups that have the highest rates, young men in rural Alaska and elderly Alaskans over age 85. Are there specific ideas for reaching these high-risk populations within the plan?
Yes. The issue of youth suicide gets a lot of attention because that hurts the most when a young person commits suicide. The data is showing us, though, the beginnings of what may or may not be a trend of higher rates of suicide among our most old Alaskans. And so we have identified a new tool from the Substance Abuse and Mental Health Services Administration, the federal agency, and it's designed to be implemented by senior services providers and assisted living communities.
Kate, at the end of the day, the problems that people struggle with that cause depression and isolation don't go away because some in a community attend training. Economic struggles, substance abuse, child neglect and abuse, sexual identity, bullying, all these constant challenges won't just disappear. How does the prevention plan deal with, or what's recommended for those who may see a very long road of struggle ahead of them?
There's a lot going on, and it's disjointed. And the council has, in the plan, recommended a strategy for coordination of all of those prevention efforts. A, to provide support to everyone engaged in that work. B, to reduce duplication of effort. And C, to help us better evaluate the effectiveness of that. Because you're exactly right. There are so many factors related to domestic violence, bullying, substance abuse, but also things like climate change. We heard Representative Jewell at a meeting this week talk about the impact of climate change on Indigenous populations here in the state and how that plays into suicide. And so if we can bring all of that together in a coordinated fashion, the goal, the hope, is that the road gets shorter and that people feel like they're having more impact than working in isolation.
Is the plan in action now?
Parts of it are. As you read it, what you'll see is that the council points out those efforts that are already going on and what we can build on so that we don't have to reinvent anything. Because we really want to emphasize that Alaskans are engaged in suicide prevention, and it works. We have just this year seen that in the Northwest Arctic with the Young Leaders Program. It's now called the Tech John Baker Youth Leadership Program, but it's been around for several years, quite a few years, and the rate of adolescent suicide is down there. So it is possible, and it's going on now. We just want to build on it so every Alaskan benefits.
Kate Burkhart is the executive director of the statewide Suicide Prevention Council. The plan is open for public comment until November 30th. A link to it is at our website, alaskapublic.org.